Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And today we are talking about the Wong family.
Of course.
But this one's gonna get a little scary.
The Wong family? Mm-hmm. Scary? These are two words that I don't think of together very often.
I think they might have a ghost.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean one of the Wongs is going to die?
And no.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's scary.
That would be a much bigger story.
Right.
But since it is, you know, the end of the year, we're getting into that kind of spooky fall time. Ghosts are on people's minds.
That's right.
So let's find out what's going to happen with the Wongs and their ghost story.
Okay. I'm excited.
A ghost is in the Wong's yard. Jimmy and Timmy are playing catch in the yard. Jimmy drops the ball.
Oops, I dropped it again.
We're really bad at catching today. Something's wrong.
Jimmy turns his head quickly.
What was that?
What was what?
I thought something was watching us.
Oh, I felt that too. Oh, it's giving me the creeps.
Maybe it's nothing. Let's walk Mac and Cheese.
The twins let the dogs out of the house. As soon as the dogs are in the yard, they start growling and barking.
What's wrong with them?
I think they're scared of something, but there's nothing here.
We'd better take them back inside.
The twins struggle to pull Mac and Cheese back inside the house. Later, Paige lets the dogs out into the yard again. They start barking at once.
Stop it, you two. There's nothing here.There's something strange in our yard.
We both felt it. The dogs did too.
Don't be silly.
At night, everyone is woken up by noises outside.
What's that noise outside?
There's nothing there.
There's a ghost in our yard.
Oh!
Drop, 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 dropped, dropped. Lynn dropped her pencil on the floor and couldn't find it. Lynn dropped her pencil on the floor and couldn't find it. Wrong, wrong. Something's wrong with my soup.It has too much salt. Something's wrong with my soup. It has too much salt. Watch, watch. I looked out the window and saw someone watching me from behind a tree.I looked out the window and saw someone watching me from behind a tree. Yard, yard. We like to have barbecues in our yard in the summer. We like to have barbecues in our yard in the summer.
Okay, so today's article starts out with a scenario. We're going to find out where they are, what they're doing, who is doing what. So you can see in your picture, Jimmy and Timmy are playing catch in the yard. Jimmy drops the ball.
He's
not very good at catch, I guess.
No ghost so far, just a butter-fingered Jimmy. So they're playing catch. That's a kind of a fun, casual game that kids play. Adults play it too.
That's right.
It's not quite baseball or football, but you have a ball that you might use in those games, and you're just throwing it back and forth. That's about it. It's good practice if
you
play those sports, or it's just fun if you're... not too serious about them, but sometimes when you throw things, you do drop them by accident. And that's our first line of the dialogue. It's Jimmy. He says, "Oops, I dropped it again." Isn't that a Britney Spears
song? It sounds
song?
Like a Britney Spears song.
Anyways, we'll not talk about now. Oops, this is a kind of expression or something you might say when you make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Oops, I forgot my keys. Oops, I spilled my coffee. Oops, I dropped the ball. Drop, though, is a word we got to take a look at. It's our first word power word. D-R-O-P is how we spell this verb. The word is drop. So to drop something is to let something go and have it fall to the ground. Sometimes you might drop something on purpose, like if you get home from school and you're tired, you might just drop your bag on the ground. Sometimes, though, it is an accident, like when Jimmy dropped the ball. He didn't plan to, he just lost control of it, he got a little clumsy. Maybe, and the ball slipped or fell out of his hand, and then gravity, that force that pulls things down, it took over and the thing fell or it dropped. Now, the difference between falling and dropping, well, they are similar in many different ways, but generally when you drop something, it was at a height, it was above the ground, and then it falls through space. If something falls, it could be like a tree. It is touching the ground, but it loses its balance, and then it falls. So if it drops, it's more like falling from a high point down through space to a low point. For example, Lynn dropped her pencil on the floor and couldn't find it. Lynn dropped her pencil on the floor and couldn't find it. Check under the sofa. Whenever I lose things, they always roll under the sofa.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Check under the sofa.
Even if there's no sofa?
Absolutely. They'll find their way.
All
across
right.
the street, up the stairs. They'll be under the sofa.
Good to know. All right. Well, Jimmy has dropped the ball, and Timmy, in response to this, has said, "We're really bad at catching today. Something's wrong." What a strange thing to say.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Okay.
Well, let's find out what he means by wrong. Now, this is an adjective. It's spelled W-R-O-N-G, wrong. We don't say that W. It's silent. That's a good thing to remember. Let's find out what it means right here. Okay, let's talk about the adjective wrong. We can use this word in many ways, but here we are saying that there is some sort of problem with a situation. You often don't know what the problem is right away. It could also be used to mean that someone is sick or unhappy, which are both, of course, problems with a situation. Now, here in the article, though, Jimmy and Timmy don't know what the problem is, just that they might have one. Here's an example sentence. Something's wrong with my soup. It has too much salt. Something's wrong with my soup. It has too much salt. All right, so something's wrong, Mike. They're just, maybe they're superstar catchers, but they're just like dropping the ball.
It could be. I guess if you were really tired, you might be a little slow, but that is a strange thing to say. We're bad at catching. Something must be wrong. Anyways, well, then something happens in the dialogue, in the story, and it says Jimmy turns his head, just like that. Jimmy turns his head quickly. Now, if someone turns their head quickly, it's probably because something catches their eye, and it's kind of over in that direction, and they have to turn their head to see it more clearly. So Jimmy, after he turns his head, or as he turns his head, he says, "What was that?"
And of course, Timmy says the same thing at the same time. "What was that?"
Or he says, "What was what?"
What was what?
Because he doesn't notice what it is. So if I notice something and I say, "What was that?" But it kind of, you know, Erin missed it. She might say, "What was what? What is the thing that you're trying to see? I didn't see anything.
I don't know. Well, in the picture, as you can see in the magazine, Jimmy and Timmy kind of look a little worried.
What's going on?
Right. So Jimmy is seeing things and Timmy doesn't know what's going on.
And he can't catch.
Right. So things are getting a little strange here. Now, Jimmy kind of explains to Timmy why he asked that question. He says here, "I thought something was watching us."
Ooh,
now we're getting really weird.
That's creepy.
Okay, so we saw this verb watch. It's W-A-T-C-H, watch. We're going to find out what it means and why they might look so worried in the picture. Okay, so in the sentence, we said, I thought something was watching us. Now, this definition of watch is a little bit different. It means to secretly look at a person or to secretly look at a place to see what might be happening there or what that person might be doing without anybody knowing that you're there, okay? So kind of maybe if you're looking through some binoculars and you're trying to find out what's going on down the street, you could say you're watching that person to see what they'll do, but they probably don't know you're doing that. Not always a great thing to do, so let's not do those things. Here's an example sentence. I looked out the window and saw someone watching me from behind a tree. I looked out the window and saw someone watching me from behind a tree. Now, of course, if you see that happen, go get your mom and dad. It's not great. All right, let's get back to the article. Okay, so Jimmy kind of thinks that somebody's watching them play catch.
Right, and as Jimmy is saying these things, Timmy is getting the same kind of feeling too. He might not have thought someone was watching him, but he does feel like something weird is going on. So he says, I felt that too. Yeah, whatever you felt, that weird feeling, I also felt that too. This is not normal. This is not like feeling a cold wind blowing or, you know, feeling a bee land on your head or anything like that. It's something you can't see, but it's definitely there. Something is going on, and it's making you feel uncomfortable. And that's why Timmy uses this expression next. It's giving me the creeps. To give somebody the creeps is basically to make that person feel uncomfortable. Not uncomfortable because you've been sitting on a hard chair or something like that. Uncomfortable because you're in a situation that feels weird, maybe a little dangerous, but you definitely don't know what's going on. You definitely don't feel like you're in control. So if you found someone staring at you from behind a tree,
that would give you the creeps.
That would definitely give you the creeps. Or if you learned that someone had your email passwords and had been reading your emails,
that would also give you the creeps.
It would make you feel uncomfortable in more of an emotional kind of way. Your feeling would be uncomfortable, not an uncomfortable body.
Okay, well, the voice of reason always, Jimmy.
Okay, Mr. Sensible.
He says, maybe it's nothing. Let's walk Mac and Cheese. Of course, you know Mac and Cheese are the family dogs. So he's just like, you know, we're just, maybe we're just being
just
weird.
Change the situation, see if things get better.
So they're going to walk the dog.
Good
now,
idea.
This is different than just the action of course, putting one leg in front of the other. Here, it means to take a dog out to get some exercise, possibly by walking with them around your neighborhood or even going to a park.
Or letting them go to the bathroom.
That's true.
All right. So they're going to walk the dog. That's a good idea. Get out of the yard. Maybe go somewhere else. Maybe they'll feel better after 20 minutes or 30 minutes of walking the dog. So it says, the twins let the dogs out of the house. As soon as the dogs are in the yard, that's where they were playing. So as soon as the dogs come out and join them, so as soon as the dogs are in the yard, they start growling and barking, woof, woof, woof. Something's going on.
Dear. Okay.
The dogs are, they don't normally do this.
Right. So maybe Jimmy, he spoke too soon, I think.
Yeah, possibly.
Well, and Timmy goes, what's wrong with them?
Now, it's not just them.
It's also the dogs.
Someone's giving the dogs the creeps.
So he used this question, what's wrong with, and he used the subject, or them, at the end. So what's wrong with them, the dogs? Now, we use this question to find out about the problems a person or a thing is having. So Jimmy and Timmy have noticed the dogs are acting strangely, so they think there's a problem. And that's why they ask what's wrong with them or what's wrong with the dogs.
They see something is up, but they don't know why, but they're still asking the question. So Jimmy takes a guess. He sort of looks at what the dogs are doing, looks at their behavior, and he guesses, I think they're scared of something.
That would make sense.
Dogs do growl and bark at things that they're scared at, generally. Okay.
But he continues by saying, But there's nothing here.
He points out that fact.
Looking around, he still doesn't see anything, doesn't see anybody watching them. But obviously now the boys are feeling weird. The dogs are kind of scared. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do?
Well, they're going to be good masters of dogs, mm-hmm. good dog buddies. If the dogs are uncomfortable or upset, take them away from that place.
Yes.
So Timmy says, we'd better take them back inside.
That's right.
They obviously don't feel comfortable. They're getting upset. You don't want the dogs to get more upset and kind of get out of control. So they had better take the dogs to a safer place, and
right.
that would be inside.
That's right. Now, we used this phrase, had better. We actually used we'd, as in a contraction, W-E-apostrophe-D, we'd better. But the phrase is had better. Mm-hmm. Now, we use this phrase when we want to say that someone should do something or to give advice about something a person should or shouldn't do. You'd better go inside. It's going to rain. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go inside, but if you stay outside, you're going to get wet.
Absolutely. And there they could have used the word should. We should take the dogs inside. We'd better or we had better. It all kind of means the same thing.
This is
a really good idea. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. All right. So we have another scenario, another scene. What's happening? It says the twins struggle to pull Mac and Cheese back inside the house.
Oh,
yeah, if you have a dog that's upset or getting a little crazy, it sometimes is a struggle. It's difficult to get the dogs. They don't walk happily. They're maybe pulling on the leash.
Right.
They're barking. They're growling. Ooh. They're still clearly upset.
Exactly. Okay. So we're going to skip ahead a little bit later in the day. Mm-hmm. They eventually do get the dogs in the house, but now we're going to have their sister come in. So Paige later lets the dogs out into the yard again.
Okay.
And they start barking at once again. Strange behavior.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So what does Paige say? Here she says, stop it, you two. There's nothing here. Paige didn't really get this weird feeling before, but now she's noticing the dogs are a little upset.
That's right. And so Jimmy sort of fills her in. He gives her the information she doesn't have because she wasn't there earlier. Mm-hmm. Jimmy says, there's something strange in our yard. He's kind of telling Paige, no, it's not the dogs. Something weird is going on out there in the yard. Yard is a noun. It's also a word power word. And it's also spelled Y-A-R-D. The word is yard. Okay, so a yard is basically just a small piece of land either in front of or behind a house. In Taiwan, many people live in an apartment. In an apartment, you wouldn't have a yard. But in a house, the building that kind of stands on its own, out in the front, you might have a little bit of grass, maybe a little garden there. In the back, people play in the yard, they barbecue in the yard. And if you have a yard, you've got to cut the grass in the summer. But it's nice to have this little mini personal park in front of or behind your house. For example, we like to have barbecues in our yard in the summer. We like to have barbecues in our yard in the summer. Who doesn't?
Okay, so Jimmy's kind of trying to explain that there's something strange going on
outside. Weird in the yard.
Mm-hmm. And Timmy, he kind of comes up and he says, we both felt it. The dogs did too.
But Paige, she didn't feel it. She didn't see the thing she saw, so she thinks this is crazy. She says, don't be silly. Don't be crazy. Stop with that wild talk.
Right, that's right. So silly is an adjective. It's being used in a way that means someone is not making sense.
They're not serious.
They're just, they've said something silly or strange or crazy.
Or maybe they're just playing a joke on her, but she thinks that's crazy talk.
All right, well, let's skip ahead a little bit again. It's nighttime now, and everyone's asleep until, bang, bang, a noise comes outside. Everyone wakes up by this noise, and Mrs. Wong says, what's that noise outside?
What's going on? What was that noise? You scared me. Anyway, so then we see the picture of Mr. Wong. It says Mr. Wong looks out the window, so he heard it too. Obviously, it came from outside the house, so he looks out the window, doesn't see anything. So he tells his wife and everyone, there's nothing there. I don't see anything.
Okay, well, as you can see in the next picture, Jimmy and Timmy are looking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're both scared, and they say, there's a ghost in our yard. Obvious conclusion.
They know there's something there.
All right. Well, we're not quite sure if there is a ghost in that yard yet because it's the end of day one. We'll be back again with day two and the answer to the ghost problem. But for now, stay tuned for our review time. We'll be right back.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Review Time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a little game of Pictionary. I've drawn a picture here.
Yay!
Let's see if Mike can guess the word.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's see. It's a one,
uh-huh.
and another one,
uh-huh.
and a plus sign with uh-huh. a line under it, and then four under that line. That looks kind of like a math problem.
Yeah.
But wait, one plus one makes... Two, not four. So, oh, you must be wrong.
Yeah.
You are so wrong.
That's right.
Man, that's wrong. I have never seen anything that wrong.
All right. Well, let's try again, okay?
Oh, no. Okay. All right. So, here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what it is. It's very exciting. Remember, the other three words, drop, watch,
mm-hmm.
and yard. Drop, it kind of drops out of your hand. Watch, that's to look at something very intently. And yard, remember that little piece of land? So what is it? It's a yard!
Uh-hoo!
I was going to guess that anyways, because it's the easiest one to write
lying.
Up there.
He was going to guess drop.
I might have guessed drop.
Mm-hmm.
That was maybe the other
All
one.
Right. Well, of course, there are two more words and some magic box phrases in that article that you can play Pictionary with, too. We're all out of time for today, so we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Step by step.
What's wrong with?
Sorry, I can't go shopping with you. I need to take care of my sister.
What's wrong with her?
She's sick today.
Had better do something. Are you at school yet?
No, I'm late.
You'd better hurry up then.
Hello everyone, I'm Emily and welcome to today's Step by Step. 相信大家都有养宠物的经验吧。像我呢，我就养一只狗狗，它叫做乖乖。今年呢已经高龄13岁了，根本就是阿公的年纪。所以呢，我们全家人都很注意它的身体健康。可是有一天我回家的时候啊，发现阿乖它走两步路就停下来，然后惨惨的哀嚎。What's wrong with you, love? What's wrong with you, love? 亲爱的，你怎么了 ？What's wrong? 我基本上呢，就是一直重复这一句话。当我们用 What's wrong 这个问题的时候呢，其实就是在问说哪边不舒服，或者是出了什么事。那这里的 wrong 虽然是形容词，但却不是我们一般所知道的那个错误的、不正确的意思哦，而是在说有毛病的、有问题的。所以刚刚那一句话 What's wrong 也可以解读为 What happened? What seems to be the problem? 有什么问题吗？那如果呢他再接上一个介系词 with 后面再加上某人某物，就可以用来指称某个人或某个东西不太对劲。例如呢 What's wrong with your car? What's wrong with your car? 你车怎么了？为什么发不动嘞？或者是像我刚刚开头说的 What's wrong with you, love?What's wrong with you, love? 亲爱的，你怎么了？只看见呢，我家乖乖就是病恹恹的样子，最爱的点心也不吃，我吓傻了，赶紧说 ，We had better take him to the vet. We had better take him to the vet. Vet 这个字呢是兽医的意思，我们最好还是带他去看兽医啦。我很紧张，对我爸说 ，Had better do something. 主要呢是口语的用法，用来表示。最好应该还是做什么事情的意思，要注意哦，因为呢是建议人家去做什么事情，所以都是用现在，用在现在跟未来的情况，而且呢动词的形态永远都是 had， 不会有 have、has、having 这种情况出现，所以呢千万不可以说 we have better take him to the vet。刚刚那个情况呢是 a big no-no， 千万不可以这样说哦。常常呢我们也不会说完整的 had， 而是把它变成一撇滴，形成 someone'd better do something。因此呢 we had better take him to the vet， 也可以缩写为 we'd better take him to the vet。简单一点的说法也可以说呢 we should take him to the vet。 但是呢，此时我爸突然变得很安静，我就知道呢，一定有什么事情也不对劲。只见他缓缓地吐出一句话：其实呢，是我喂阿乖吃了鸡皮，他肚子不舒服才会变成这样。天哪，我大暴怒， What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? 我对我爸怒吼，但是这个呢，跟一开始关心的询问的 What's wrong 是不太一样的哦。其实这边的 What's wrong with you 就是在说你有什么毛病啦，一种反讽的感觉。 You'd better take a class on caring for pets. You'd better take a class on caring for pets. 你最好去上堂照顾是宠物的课啦，你不知道狗狗不能乱吃人的东西吗？还是鸡皮那么油腻的东西。 You'd better not do that again. You'd better not do that again. 你最好别再那样做啦。如果是想要表达否定的话呢，直接在 better 后面加上 not 即可咯。 So someone had better not do something. 啊，气死我了，我要回家去照顾乖乖了啦，留给我爸我实在不太放心，拜啦。
Me the wrong Me the wrong Me the wrong Me the wrong Me the wrong
A ghost is in the Wong's yard. Jimmy and Timmy are playing catch in the yardJimmy drops the ball.
Oops, I dropped it again.
We're really bad at catching today. Something's wrong.
Jimmy turns his head quickly.
What was that?
What was what?
I thought something was watching us.
I felt that too. It's giving me the creeps.
Maybe it's nothing. Let's walk Mac and Cheese.
The twins let the dogs out of the house. As soon as the dogs are in the yard, they start growling and barking.
What's wrong with them?
I think they're scared of something. But there's nothing here.
We'd better take them back inside.
The twins struggle to pull Mac and Cheese back inside the house. Later, Paige lets the dogs out into the yard again. They start barking at once.
Stop it, you two! There's nothing here!
There's something strange in our yard!
We both felt it! The dogs did too!
Don't be silly!
At night, everyone is woken up by noises outside.
What's that noise outside?
There's nothing there.
There's a ghost in our yard!
Drop, 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 dropped, dropped. Lynn.Dropped her pencil on the floor and couldn't find it. Lynn dropped her pencil on the floor and couldn't find it. Wrong, wrong. Something's wrong with my soup. It has too much salt. Something's wrong with my soup.It has too much salt. Watch, watch. I looked out the window and saw someone watching me from behind a tree. I looked out the window and saw someone watching me from behind a tree. Yard.Yard. We like to have barbecues in our yard in the summer. We like to have barbecues in our yard in the summer.